Let's go.
Wake up in the morning.
Every morning with Fernando and Greg on 99.7 Now.
We're going to pay more bills here in about 12 minutes.
A story that really popped off on Friday that we were sort of laughing about, even though it wasn't funny to the guy that it happened to. But a woman in Florida shot her boyfriend because his snoring was too loud. How about just tell him not to come over and again? Break up with him. They'd only been together for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a hard relationship to get out of.
Yeah, not that far into it.
You just met him, so kick him out. You knew this was a sign you had to shoot the guy? But I know for a lot of people, this becomes an issue in your relationship when the other person is a snorer. It could drive you crazy. In fact, while we were, I was rereading the story, I went and I looked on my phone to see, like, if this is a top five cause for marital discord.
Oh, yeah.
It's not maybe a top five cause, but snoring affects people in a lot of different ways. And it's not just because it's annoying and you can hear it and you can't sleep, but then the other person, they don't sleep well through the night, so then they're not well rested. They're more irritable.
Yeah.
They're irritable at you. They're mad at you for causing them this, and then fights ensue because of it.
Oh my
God.
You
blame the other person.
This is my relationship.
There you go.
I'm the snorer. I have to wear my, I have like a little snoring like mouth guard that I wear every night. And if I don't, then Jeremy will wake up and, or maybe he'll go sleep in another room. And then I feel awful because he had to get up and get out of bed and go sleep in the couch or something like that. And yeah, I hate it. So I have to wear that thing every single night. It definitely keeps the peace.
My dad was a terrible snorer. And my dad had like a labelli and he slept on his back. And my mother used to just, like when she got sick of it, she would literally go on his stomach and hit him as hard as she could. And boom, he would wake up.
Right.
And I mean, it would wake up the entire house.
That's the only way to get him to stop sometimes. You just got to elbow him really hard. Like, shut up.
Jeremy doesn't elbow me, buddy. Like, inevitably, if I forget to wear the thing or it gets uncomfortable and I take it out, he'll like nudge me. Nando, you're snoring. And like, he wakes me up. And then he'll nudge me again. Like,
I can sleep through anything. Snoring, nothing bothers me. But I only snore when I drink. So John only has to deal with it, well, all the time.
But for some people, that is a deal breaker.
Well, that's why we have two rooms in every house.
Yeah.
Go in the other room.
You don't want to have to do that, though. It's annoying.
Yeah. Me? Oh, actually, we prefer to sleep. That's a whole different topic, but I think we prefer to sleep in the other rooms.
Separate rooms?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I can take them. I like to have the whole bed to myself. I like to be able to spread out. I don't want anybody else around.
We got a really good bed. I don't want to like leave that bed. That's awesome. And I don't want him to get out of that bed either. It's really comfortable. 888-456-9970.
Yeah, if this is a problem in your relationship and maybe you found a way to solve it, or if you're about to shoot the other person, we could help you not do that. Yeah.
Fernando and Greg.
They make my morning commute, though.
99.7 Now.
All right, paying your bills here about 7 minutes from right now. 99.7now.com. Get registered. And then don't forget to listen each and every morning and Thursdays especially, because we're paying bills every single hour throughout the day and we double the money on it.
Some studies indicate that for true happiness, sleep is probably the number one thing that you can do for yourself. And if you have a snorer in bed with you, it can be impossible to get some good sleep. And so we were asking, because this woman did shoot her boyfriend.
Because I mean, just 3 weeks. Wow, that was fast.
Because he snored too loud. The other thing that I read deep into the story was that he had even brought over those strips.
Oh, Breathe Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He brought those strips over to try to help, and it didn't work, and that's what really infuriated
him. Yeah, it depends on, I haven't gone through this. Yeah, it depends on how you snore. Sometimes some people go through the nose, which is okay for a Breathe Right, and if you're through the mouth, well, forget it. You're going to need like a CPAP or some sort of guard or whatever. I mean, there's a way around it, though. You don't have to necessarily shoot your boyfriend. 888-456-9970. Jeffrey, our creative director in New York, is on the phone, and he had to spend an evening with a friend. Tell us about this friend.
Absolutely did. My homicidal tendencies were on 100, and I was actually in bed with a woman.
What?
Okay, that was shocking.
So it was actually the last time I was in San Francisco, and my friend came to crash with me, and we went out, then we got in the bed, we went to sleep, and she started snoring so loudly that it actually answered a question that I've had about her for maybe 10 years, which is, How is she so hot and how is she so single?
Oh,
but I totally understand now. Think she's driving men away?
I know that she has to be. I mean, it was like a cat being murdered in a blender all night long.
Wow.
Well, did you wake her up?
No, I took a Xanax.
Of course. So in the morning, did you let her know about this?
No, see, that's what I am torn on. I feel as if maybe I should, like, clue her in. Because I'm sure what's happening is she's hooking up with guys. They hear her snore and they never call her again.
Aww.
So I don't know if I should let her know or not, but I didn't say anything.
Well, you should have said something immediately. You can't say anything now.
Okay, so do you think maybe I should set it up where, like, I subject myself to that snoring?
Yes, you have to do it again. Yeah. You have to repeat that.
Oh, I'm not really a selfless person, but...
Listen, and this is going to sound a bit mean, but I did this to my friend Adrian. I recorded it on my phone, and in the morning I played it back because I knew she would not believe me.
Oh, hell, receipts. That's the way to go.
That's true, because I did that too. When I was told I was going to snore, I denied it. I denied, denied, denied. Because, I mean, you don't hear it, so...
Well, see, I don't deny it. I just say, okay, who cares?
That's what you should have said to the Flintstone house.
Oh,
still on that?
Yes,
we've
I'm
moved
salty.
Past it. Oh, look at poor Brian says his man pinches his nose when he's snoring, and then he wakes up gasping. Right, that's mean.
You gotta do that sometimes.
Yeah, but if you're like,
you gotta do that. What, nearly
oh
kill
God,
somebody?
That made me choke just like faking it. You can't pinch someone's nose.
They gotta learn.
Ella, I know you got a snorer in your life.
I have a cousin that stayed with us a couple of years back, and when I say she was a snorer, she was like the worst I've ever encountered, because I've had partners that snore, but I can sleep through it. And this girl cannot, like, go a night without snoring. Like, it's so bad. And she grinds her teeth, too.
Oh, wow. How do you do both?
Yeah.
I don't know how
that's
I
talent.
Did both.
No,
well,
it's
some
not
people snore through their nose.
By the third night, I was so desperate that I was like, okay, I might have to go sleep in the bathtub, because it's the only
bathtub?
Place where I can't hear her anymore.
Oh, my God. I can't think of a more uncomfortable place to sleep.
Yeah, there was one night where I was so desperate. I hadn't gotten sleep like in maybe like 2 or 3 days. I just went to the living room and grabbed like one of our giant couch pillows. And I was like probably ready to like suffocate her because I was so done with her snoring.
So this woman that shot her boyfriend wasn't that far off.
No. She has all the right in the world. If she has to sleep next to him, go ahead. Do what you need to do.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll be on the jury when this woman goes to trial.
Right.
You'll let her off.
Yeah. For sure.
Thank you, Ella. Please don't suffocate anybody with a pillow.
I mean, she actually went and got the pillow.
She was ready.
Like, she was ready to, like, take her out.
And I love, like, how her thought process went. She was like, oh, this could be really comfortable in the bathtub. Oh, wait, I could use this pillow for something else.
No.
Fernando and Greg. They make my morning commute, though.
99.7 Now.
All right, paying your bills here about 7 minutes from right now. 99.7now.com. Get registered. And then don't forget to listen each and every morning, and Thursdays especially, because we're paying bills every single hour throughout the day, and we double the money on it.
Some studies indicate that for true happiness, sleep is probably the number one thing that you can do for yourself. And if you have a snorer in bed with you, it can be impossible to get some good sleep. And so we were asking, because this woman did shoot her boyfriend.
Because I mean, just 3 weeks. Wow, that was fast.
Because he snored too loud. The other thing that I read deep into the story was that he had even brought over those strips.
Oh, Breathe Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He brought those strips over to try to help, and it didn't work, and that's what really infuriated
him. Yeah, it depends on, I haven't gone through this. Yeah, it depends on how you snore. Sometimes some people go through the nose, which is okay for a Breathe Right, and if you're through the mouth, well, forget it. You're going to need like a CPAP or some sort of guard or whatever. I mean, there's a way around it, though. You don't have to necessarily shoot your boyfriend. 888-456-9970. Jeffrey, our creative director in New York, is on the phone, and he had to spend an evening with a friend. Tell us about this friend.
I absolutely did. My homicidal tendencies were on 100, and I was actually in bed with a woman.
What?
Okay, that was shocking.
So it was actually the last time I was in San Francisco, and my friend came to crash with me, and we went out, then we got in the bed, we went to sleep, and she started snoring so loudly that it actually answered a question that I've had about her for maybe 10 years, which is, how is she so hot and how is she so single?
Oh,
but I totally understand
you
now.
Think she's driving men away?
I know that she has to be. I mean, it was like a cat being murdered in a blender all night long.
Wow.
Well, did you wake her up?
No, I took a Xanax.
Of course. So in the morning, did you let her know about this?
No, see, that's what I am torn on. I feel as if maybe I should, like, clue her in. Because I'm sure what's happening is she's hooking up with guys. They hear her snore and they never call her again.
Aww.
So I don't know if I should let her know or not, but I didn't say anything.
Well, you should have said something immediately. You can't say anything now.
Okay, so do you think maybe I should set it up where, like, I subject myself to that snoring?
Yes, you have to do it again.
Yeah.
You have to repeat that.
Oh, I'm not really a selfless person, but...
Listen, and this is going to sound a bit mean, but I did this to my friend Adrian. I recorded it on my phone, and in the morning I played it back because I knew she would not believe me.
Oh, hell, receipts. That's the way to go.
That's true, because I did that too. When I was told I was going to snore, I denied it. I denied, denied, denied. Because, I mean, you don't hear it, so...
Well, see, I don't deny it. I just say, okay, who cares?
That's what you should have said to the Flintstone house.
Oh,
oh Lord,
still on that.
Yes,
we've
I'm
moved
salty.
Past it.
Oh my
gosh, look at poor Brian says his man pinches his nose when he's snoring, and then he wakes up gasping. Right, that's mean.
You gotta do that sometimes.
Yeah, but if you're like,
you gotta do that. What, nearly
oh
kill
God,
somebody?
That made me choke just like faking it. You can't pinch someone's nose.
They gotta learn.
Ella, I know you got a snorer in your life.
I have a cousin that stayed with us a couple of years back. And when I say she was a snorer, she was like the worst I've ever encountered, because I've had partners that snore, but I can sleep through it. And this girl cannot, like, go a night without snoring. Like, it's so bad. And she grinds her teeth, too.
Oh, wow. How do you do both?
Yeah.
I don't know how
That's
I
talent.
Do both. No,
well,
it's
some
not
people snore through their nose.
By the third night, I was so desperate that I was like, okay, I might have to go sleep in the bathtub because it's the only
bathtub?
Place where I can't hear her anymore.
Oh, my God. The bathtub.
So
think
the
of a more uncomfortable
so
place to
desperate.
Sleep.
Yeah, there was one night where I was so desperate. I hadn't gotten sleep like in maybe like 2 or 3 days. I just went to the living room and grabbed like one of our giant couch pillows. And I was like probably ready to like suffocate her because I was so done with
Whoa.
Her snoring.
So this woman that shot her boyfriend wasn't that far off.
No, she has all the right in the world. If she has to sleep next to him, go ahead. Do what you need to do.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll be on the jury when this woman goes to trial.
Right.
You'll let her off.
Yeah. For sure.
Thank you, Ella. Please don't suffocate anybody with a pillow.
I mean, she actually went and got the pillow.
She was ready.
Like, she was ready to, like, take her out.
And I love, like, how her thought process went. She was like, oh, this could be really comfortable in the bathtub. Oh, wait, I could use this pillow for something else.
No.
I got bills.
We're paying the bills right now for Marie Rogers in Hayward. Is this you, Marie?
It absolutely is.
Well,
we are glad you got to us within 10 minutes. We are now paying your bill.
I am so happy, Greg.
It looks like you ran up a bill at Kohl's. Is that true?
I did. I can't help it. I
know. I'm with you. I can't help myself
None
at Kohl's.
None of us can help it. All right. Well, we'll take
but
care of it for you.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you, guys. And I love you guys. You guys are the bomb. All of you guys. Thank you.
Thank you,
You're
Marie.
Welcome.
You're the bomb, too. We love you for listening. Hang on the line so we can hook you up and take care of you with the bills, okay? Get to 997now.com and register right away because we want to pay your bills as well. Next name's coming up right about 9:20.
All right, and we've been talking about the annoying snorer in your life and how you deal with it. I know we have Kirsten on the phone right now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So who was driving you crazy?
So my grandmother, and it was a long-standing family joke, so she knew, but not talking out of turn, but my grandmother used to snore horribly. And one time my aunt and my grandma and my cousin and I went to Disneyland, And we're all in a hotel room, and at about 2 o'clock in the morning, my aunt rolls over, and she goes, "Are you still awake?" And I was like, "Oh, my God, yes, I am." And we got up in our pajamas and drove, like, 3 blocks down the street to get earplugs because we could not sleep. And when we came back to the hotel room, we couldn't find my cousin, and that was because she'd rolled herself into the closet in the hotel room and closed the door trying to get some music quiet.
Oh. When did you finally discover her?
I don't think it took very long. Okay. There was kind of a trail of blankets and stuff.
Oh, I'm glad she left a trail.
Oh, my God.
See, I mean, this is why snoring is such a big deal and, like, drives people to something so extreme.
Well, sometimes. And I think the thing that upsets everybody is the one that is destroying everybody else's sleeping. That should be the person in the closet.
Yes.
Like, Grandma should have gone in the closet.
All right, Kirsten, thank you. We appreciate it. Keep the calls coming about snoring as well. If you've got a snorer in your life that drives you absolutely crazy.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
And Dirty is sponsored by First Flag Supply, from import and export, warehousing and supply chain finance. First Flag Supply has you covered for all your needs. FirstFlag.us, or call them at 650-200-1775. And after Kylie Jenner claimed to have the receipts to prove her boyfriend and baby's father, Travis Scott, is cheating, it appears these two are not in a good place together.
Yeah. And normally when somebody cheats on you, you're not in a good place.
Not going to happen. Yeah.
In the relationship. I believe that he was doing the same thing Tristan Thompson was doing, although we don't have empirical proof of that. It does appear he got off Instagram after that. She forced him to get off Instagram. Mm-hmm. So it was obviously the hoe sliding in the DMs, and he was sliding in their DMs.
Right. That's where the source of the cheating was happening. But TMZ also says that these two are way too busy, really, to spend enough time together to repair the damage. Because he's on tour. He's going to be on tour for a bit longer. You remember, like,
canceled one of the dates because of this.
I mean, it was in Buffalo, New York. I mean, I'm sure he's like, "Oh, I don't want to go there anyway. I'm going to go home and take care of it."
The only good thing is he can sort of control his, where, like, when Tristan had his little cheating scandals, he can't tell the Cavaliers, "Hey, sorry, I can't play basketball. Oh, yeah. I can't come and play basketball because I got to make this up to my chick because I cheated on her."
You can't, like, call in sick when you're a player or something.
It's,
or, like...
it's just like here.
You better
say it. Okay, say no more.
It's just like working in radio.
Oh.
You, there are no sick days.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Just come in.
Unless you're
whatever's
really
ailing
dying.
You.
But yeah. No.
And Kylie, of course, she's busy with her businesses, so, you know, she can't take a lot of time to sit down and talk with this dude. Although, I mean, I'm sure if she,
well,
she could make the time.
Well, not just her businesses. She's running around trying to keep her best friend from cheating with her sister's
That's
boyfriend.
Why she probably doesn't want him to come back. She's like, let me fix this right now, and you go over there and do your thing, because...
They got too many irons in the fire, all of them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Everybody in their life is some sort of drama.
Like, yeah. They need to read one of those books about simplifying your life. Like,
Marie
you really
Kondo.
Gotta just you simplify everything.
Ding.
Yeah, you really. There you go.
All right. Anyway, and Singer Smith revealed Sam
Singer
Smith.
Singer Smith.
That's a cool name.
Singer
That's my
Smith.
New DJ name. Singer Smith. What's up? And singer Sam Smith revealed that he had liposuction at the age of 12. To remove fat from his chest area. He said he was teased horribly for having boobs and his self-esteem suffered. So he was able to convince his parents to go and have it done. So it would, you know,
and they got money like, they got money like that.
I know. What?
I know. I guess
at
he must have grown up, you know,
oh my
pretty
God.
Well off. Or, I mean, he grew up in England. Maybe
wow.
You know.
Was Kris Jenner his mom?
Exactly.
Because that's Kylie got her lip injections at... What? 16?
16. Yeah. 15? Yeah. Well, because Kris Jenner didn't want her to, so she went and asked Caitlyn, and Caitlyn said yes.
Caitlyn wasn't even around then.
Oh, whatever.
It was Bruce.
Oh, Bruce.
Bruce is like, 2 for 1, let's get mine too. Yeah. We'll both have those I can't say that.
Don't do it. But yeah, I mean, Sam is basically trying to like kind of shed some light on some of these issues for younger people and how rough it is. It can be, especially with social media these days, where you really get made fun of a lot for your appearance.
Well, what, he put his boobs out on social media?
Yeah.
He didn't put his boobs out. Well,
my mom would never let me get lipo at 12. She'd be like, you better put a sweater on. Like, won't them sweat then? Like, no.
I mean, 12 is early. I think they should have waited until he was 16. Well, I understand. He was getting bullied and stuff like that, but I still think you got to wait.
He says now that really it really wasn't worth it because, again, he didn't know about healthy eating and he didn't, you know, he wasn't exercising and all of the things that go along. So basically what happened was, I mean, yeah, they removed the fat, but it came back. You know, he gained more weight later on.
My parents would have whooped me.
Mm-hmm.
I spent $12,000 getting your boobs removed, and then you went and ate Oreos? Oh, no. Big Buck kicked me out for that one.
All right. That'll do it for your Dirty on the 30.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
And Sassy Sports is brought to you by First Flag Supply, from import and export, warehousing and supply chain finance. First Flag Supply has you covered for all your needs. FirstFlag.us or call 650-217-75. Hey, Kevin Durant has come under a lot of heat in the past for his burner accounts that he uses to clap back at his haters. Of course, there have been a couple times when Homeboy forgot to switch back when he was supposed to, and it kind of got exposed that he was this person. Pretty embarrassing, because he was using them basically to defend Kevin Durant. So then when people found out what was actually Kevin Durant, they made even more fun of him. So recently he opened up on a podcast and said, those are my burner accounts. I open the burner accounts because it's hard when all anybody ever does is criticize you. And he's just like, I wanted an account to say what I wanted to say without people constantly being on top of me. He said, it's hard to be famous, I guess, and to be so criticized all the time, no matter what you do. They are overly critical of Kevin Durant. Fans are. I mean, where you have, I've said this before, Steph and Clay, everybody loves them no matter what they do.
Right.
It turns up gold. Even when Clay made a misstep last week and criticized the fans, everybody's like, oh, it's Clay. It's fine. If Kevin Durant had done that, he would have gotten roasted.
Well, help me understand. It's not Warriors fans, right? That
it's everybody. Okay. All of them.
Is it because, like, I mean, is there still, like, this anger towards him because he left Oklahoma City.
Listen, they need to be praising him for leaving Oklahoma City. That's just one of those, oh, you couldn't do it on your own. You couldn't win a championship on your own. You're weak. You're a cupcake. You had to go join forces and make a super team. LeBron did the same thing. LeBron was the originator of the super team. LeBron went to Miami and teamed up with Dwayne Wade.
LeBron James?
Yeah,
him. That
so,
one.
So, like, leave poor. KD's just, he's also very sensitive. He's a snowflake. Mm. What do you want? I don't know. But anyway, he said those were his burner accounts. He wanted to have somewhere where he could defend himself. So if you defend yourself
as somebody else,
if you defend yourself as yourself, I guess it's not good enough. So you have to defend yourself as someone else.
Uh-huh.
And here goes to show you again, Steph Curry has done it again. He's back at it with the yellow Curry Sixes. An 8-year-old boy wrote a letter to Steph Curry, told Steph, hey, my father saved me from drowning when I was 2 years old, and I want to get him a pair. I want to get us matching Curry Sixes for Father's Day to show him how much I love him and how connected we are and blah, 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 blah. So, of course, Steph got the letter. Sent this kid 2 pair of Curry Sixes, one for him and one for his dad for Father's Day. Now you say to yourself, well, that's interesting, but Father's Day is in June, so how do we all know about this when it's only March? Well, the kid's 8, okay? So he couldn't wait. Like, he couldn't make it. So he gave his dad the Father's Day gift in March.
That's great.
You can't really blame him.
Now he doesn't have to worry about it. It's good for this year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he gave him that gift. So the sweet, I mean, see, this is why Steph can't do anything wrong.
Who's gonna call Steph out for that?
And yet, KD, he opens up schools and opens up inner city basketball courts and all those stuff. Nobody cares about those sweet things that he does for people. So
we do. You know, we do.
Somebody send KD a sweet tweet today. Shan, you're on Twitter.
Okay. What do you want?
You know
me
what?
To say?
Send him a crate of Jack in a Box, just like what Greg got you for your birthday.
Just say, hey, KD. you know, we really appreciate all the things you do for inner city youth.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You're a true hero.
Okay.
See if anybody will diss that.
And Greg wants to hang out.
Oh, okay. You'd be like, I was going to like that until you said that.
If you want real support, contact our friend Greg.
Everybody go retweet it, okay? @Shan_Berry.
Yeah, make him feel good.
Yeah,
he's feeling sad right now.
Show some love for KD.
He will be coming back tonight against the San Antonio Spurs, but unfortunately, DeMarcus Cousins will be out with a foot injury. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're
playing with balls, I'm all over it.